Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. We don't usually do shows at night, but here we are because the guests I have with me have this amazing conference coming up. It's their second annual conference. It's called the Maine Women's Conference. And I have got Abby McGilvery, Mary Teresa Tringali, and Jody Flynn from the Maine Women's Conference here with me tonight. So there's going to be four of us on the air. And I'm just so excited to welcome you all. And we can just go ahead and say all at once, yay! No,
yay!
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you guys for organizing this and helping this happen and everything, which you guys are the masters of. Abby, do you want to take a minute and tell me who's on the phone with us and what they do at the Maine Women's Conference? Really,
yes,
be
I would be happy
okay.
to. Happy
Thank
to,
you.
Sure.
First up, we have Mary Teresa Tringali, who has been the queen president this year for our board, second year in a row, and she has been our president. Then we have Jody Flynn of Women Taking the Lead, who is our vice president this year. So happy to have Jody on the line as well. I am Abby McGilvery. I am the chair of the marketing committee this year for the Maine Women's Conference.
Yeah, thank you so much, because I've seen you in motion just helping me get this show together. So I see how talented and gifted the three of you are, and it's amazing. So I really appreciate
thank
you all
you.
Being here. Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, Mary Teresa, do you want to take the mission of the Maine Women's Conference and tell us all about it?
Sure. So the Maine Women's Conference mission is to draw women together to connect, educate, inspire, and empower one another to assume new and experienced and expanded roles in the workforce, our lives, and communities. And we, as a board, created that mission statement based on we wanted to make sure that every woman felt like she belonged. So this isn't about assuming new roles only in the workforce or assuming new roles only in your life or assuming new roles only in the community. It's about all of that. And therefore, it's not just for the mom. It's not just for the female CEO, and it's not just for the person who's just starting their career. It's for every woman who has a dream and who wants to make the world a better place. But alongside that mission statement, we have some belief statements that we feel are just as important and powerful as the mission statement. And that those belief statements say, we believe that empowering women strengthens society. And so that's a big part of our mission, to empower the women, to give them the tools they need to go out there in the world and take on whatever their dream may be. We believe that experiences can change lives, and we thought that was a really important belief because our entire organization is based around this one experience, this one day. And we know that if we put the time in and we do the work, it's going to be a day that's going to change a lot of lives. We believe in every woman's potential, kind of just going back to what I just said, that it doesn't matter where you are in your life. You could be 20, you could be 70. We believe that you have potential to make a difference, and we want to give you those tools that will help you do that. We believe in the value of bringing women together and community and networking and talking to each other and lifting each other up side by side instead of, you know, trying to stand in front of each other. We really believe that women together can change the world in a really amazing, powerful way. And we believe that all women are leaders. We believe that they are leaders in their own way, whatever life they want to lead, that they can be a leader with the right training, with the right tools. There is potential for them to be a leader in their own life. So those are really important statements for us, and we go back to those statements in everything we do, our communications, definitely our programming. We spend a lot of time working on our keynotes to make sure that they speak to our mission statement and our belief statements. And Abby's team, the marketing team, they really do a great job of telling this story, telling the story of our mission statement and our belief statements.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's a great overview of what you all do. Jody, do you want to tell us what the website is and about this year's conference a little bit? And then we'll go maybe into a little bit more detail about the conference, but just sort of an overview of, the website address, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the website is themainewomensconference.org. There's tons of information on there about the conference, who we are, who it's for, our mission, our breakout sessions, all the different ways you can get involved and how to connect with us and be a part of this conference. And, you know, we are a nonprofit organization called the Maine Women's Conference, right? So it sounds like it's just an event, but it's so much more. We've really sought to expand, you know, this conference into networking events. So we have a couple of networking events each year, again, to bring women together, to get them in the same room, get them excited, start introducing them to each other. And, you know, obviously the conference is the big event that we're all excited about. And like Mary Teresa said, it's an event that we want to give women an opportunity to learn from each other, to meet each other, to gain information, inspiration, and new skills that they can bring back into their own lives and apply in ways that are gratifying for them. I think every woman is up to something different in her life. You know, each woman has an individual impact she's trying to make, whether it's within her family, within her community, within her organization, or if she has a global mission. We really were seeking to give, you know, these women with, you know, various backgrounds and various goals in their lives, the tools and the inspiration that they were looking for so they could grow as a leader and make an impact in their lives.
Well put. Do you guys have I'm a little late on this year when I was contacting Abby saying, I see this, how can I help? What can I do for this year? This is going to be what, you know, my contribution to kind of help keep moving this all in the right direction. But Jody, when is the conference? It's coming up on us pretty fast here. And I'm on the website and it says sold out. Oh no. Yay. And oh no. Bigger venue.
Yes. Yeah, this is the late breaking news that we're all still excited about and pinching ourselves that today we officially sold out, and we are still 9 days away from the conference. So the conference is happening next Wednesday, September 18th at the Holiday Inn by the Bay in Portland. We are collecting names for a waiting list. So if anyone is just hearing about the conference and you are really bummed that you were not able to buy a ticket for this year's conference, you can still email us at info@themainewomensconference.org. Give us your first and last name. We'll put you on a waiting list and absolutely get on our newsletter, so that when tickets go on sale for next year's conference, you can scoop them up, because we offer some smoking hot deals when the tickets first go on sale. We do some early bird prices. So if anyone's feeling like they missed out, don't worry. You know, we're coming back next year. And I would say this year is each year we're looking to build on the last year. So you're not going to miss the train for this.
Abby, Do you want to talk about who the keynotes are, or if someone is better suited to do that, let me know. I you're marketing and all those things, so direct me in the right direction if that's
like
not you.
Them.
But yeah, that, yeah, I'm sure.
I feel
yeah,
like
at
I
this
know
point.
The speakers already. We are so thrilled. We put, I mean, hours upon hours upon hours into researching just the right keynote speakers, and we are absolutely thrilled to bring these two women to you. So the first keynote speaker we're going to be introducing to Maine is Mpumi Nobiva. And Mpumi is an international speaker and communication strategist. I'm so thrilled to meet her. And she has an incredibly powerful story. I'm not going to give away all the details. There are even more details on our website underneath the speakers page. But Mpumi has an incredibly powerful story and has done a lot of advocacy work that is going to inspire everyone in the room to turn around their struggles into some kind of strength in their life. She's very spiritual. She's grounded. She's motivating. And we, one of the great things is that you can actually go on YouTube, and if you look up Mpumi, her name is M-P-U-M-I. If you just search for that, you're going to find some incredibly powerful videos of her and just get a little bit of a taste of what she's going to be bringing to the Maine Women's Conference. The second keynote speaker we have is Amanda Gore, who is an award-winning international keynote speaker and an author, and also an emotional intelligence expert in leadership and business. So Amanda is all about joy and how to find joy in everyday things. So she has an incredible sense of humor. She is perspective changing. She talks about emotional intelligence. She talks about spirituality, improving relationships, connecting more deeply with one another, and how to become more innovative. So she's really going to bring that joy, that creativity, and all of that excitement to us as well. She talks a lot about the mind-body connection, too, which is really great. That's one thing that I love about Maine Women's Conference is it really is about the whole woman. It's about the holistic approach, right? It's mind, body, spirit. It's all of it coming together in one place. It's just such a great energy. I can't wait. So those are our two keynotes. We're really, really looking forward to hearing from each one of them. Very different energy, and we're sure they're going to be inspiring for everyone in the room.
And then who are some of the other folks that are going to be there as well? Because that's right there. You've got this conference with just those two, but it's more than that. It's
on top of all that, we have 18 different breakout sessions to choose from, which is just incredible. And we've split it up this year, so we have 3 rounds of workshops where people can rotate through and choose from a number of different workshops on all kinds of different topics, from technology to finance. We've got things about accelerating your career and doing personal branding. We have different things about wellness, all kinds of different topics. And right on our website, on the speakers page, you can find all the information you need to know about who those speakers are. We're bringing people from all over New England. They're coming from everywhere, as well as, you know, some bullet points about what you'll walk away with. Because our breakout sessions, we really wanted to make sure that the speakers were bringing some tangible takeaways that our attendees can all walk away with saying, okay, I've got a couple of things that I know right now I can leave today and go home and do. So again, it's all about creating some action along with the motivation so that the women who attend have something to take away and go do right away. So yeah.
Love it. Love it. Mary Teresa, do you want to talk about where the idea for the conference came from? Where did you guys come up with this?
Well, actually, I will happily talk about that. And then I'm going to kind of lean on Jody a little bit to help me fill in the blanks, because we have, I'm one of the original founding members of the organization, but Jody is an OG, OG. So this idea came from a group of women who were inspired by the Massachusetts Women's Conference, which is massive. Yeah. It has about 12,000 participants each year, and it's done in a massive center. Where is it done, Jody, each year in Boston?
In Boston Expo Center.
Yeah. I do the media coverage for them sometimes.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. So the idea was that we would bring something like that to the women of Maine, and obviously on a much smaller scale. And so the idea was brought together with a couple women, and they started building a board, because I think the idea was always that we would create a 501c3 nonprofit for this organization. I think that at the beginning we didn't know if we would go all in on a 501c3, if we'd try and operate as an arm of another organization. But through some shifting, there was some leadership changes, and that's when I came, and I was on the board as a member of the logistics committee, and with some leadership changes, I moved up to the president role. And we just kind of, as a team, as we built a solid foundation of a board, and we were a working board, we were able to file our 501c3 paperwork and get that approval. And once we were able to get that approval, that's really where we were able to take off as an organization, because for a long time we were talking to a lot of potential sponsors and a lot of people about the conference. And once we were able to get that 501c3 paperwork, we were able to really launch into who and what we wanted to be. Jody, do you have anything else you want to add there?
I think the only thing I would add is what inspired us about the Massachusetts conference, because there were events going on in Maine, women's events that are wonderful, and a lot of them are still going on. But yeah. You know, for myself, one of the things I walked away from the Massachusetts conference with was just a sense of how this can be a positive experience. I think a lot of times prior to that, when I, you know, was reading up on women's issues or hearing about women's issues, it was all bad news. You know, and things yeah. to feel bad about, you know, like how downtrodden we were, how hard it was, the struggle, the awful statistics that are out there, and they're out there, and, you know, they are factual. But the energy around that conference was, look how far we've come, look what we're doing now, and here's what we're doing going forward. Here's how you can be a part of it. Here's how you can make a difference. It was more, you know, we can do this. It was positive. It was action-oriented. It was about going back into your life and making an impact. And that's what fired us up. And it was so well organized. And that's when several women were talking and got together and said, we need something like this in Maine. Not that there weren't already great things going on here, but something where we could just really get everyone fired up and just have this centralized event to help move that forward and take a piece of that and bring it to Maine. And what we've seen from the reaction in the community around this event last year and this year is a lot of women are responding very positively to this energy. So we're really excited that everyone else thought this was a great idea too. And we can't wait to just, you know, just double down on that and make it more and grow it.
Yeah, we're seeing this in the various states where we're having these conferences, the Indiana Women's Conference and the Massachusetts and now Maine. And so it's a trend, and it's a good one, I think. And I think one of the things that, if I can add 2 cents to it, it's inspiring also, because when you go to something such as this, it makes the people who are speaking with their books, their brand, their business, their message or whatever reachable. Especially in those breakout groups. And I think that's really important. It's not just somebody, you know, some of the bigger keynotes, maybe like when Hillary Clinton was speaking in Massachusetts, it wasn't like she was going to, you know, meet each person there individually or anything. So, you know, it was a massive keynote. But, you know, I found anyway, even with some of the bigger keynotes, the people were very reachable.
Yes. And our breakout session speakers were very accessible last year.
Yeah.
They were sitting at the tables having lunch with the other participants. Yep. They were open to having selfies taken and signing books and having conversations. And that was what was really great about our conference was it wasn't so big that the speakers, you know, were kind of like had handlers and everyone needed to stay away. It was like they did their session and for the rest of the day they were an attendee as well.
Yeah. It was funny. I was sitting in the media room at the Massachusetts conference and there was a guy in there. That's interesting. You're sitting here.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was super, super quiet. And I'm like, you know, you look a lot like John Gray. And he's like, yep, that's me. John Gray, you know, it was hilarious. So, you know, it's interesting when you do these things. Do you guys exclude men? What if a guy wants to go? What do you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we let him come. We let him come.
John Gray, you're welcome, right?
Events as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we had them last year. Yeah, absolutely. They're welcome.
Men,
absolutely.
I think the thing I want to underscore and convey is we absolutely believe that men are part of the solution. They are our partners in this.
Yes.
You know, so men are very welcome to participate, be a part of it. Like, I am surrounded by men who support me and my work to empower women. So,
yeah,
you know,
I have a house of five. I'm a mom of four boys and a husband, so it's like a frat house over here 99% of the time. But I love that comment. Like you're what'd you just say? You're surrounded by men who support your that was a nice sentence.
I'm surrounded by men who support my work to empower women. They're excited.
Yeah.
You know, to help. Like, I think men are also very aware of the problem. And I think, you know, that was the turning point for me at the Massachusetts conference, too, was before that, like, what we would hear were men were the adversaries, men were the problem. It's men are not the problem. It's a cultural problem. It's the way we're all raised to see women, not just how men see women, because sometimes it's women. You know, who are like creating the obstacles and the struggle for other women. So it's not a man versus woman issue. It's a cultural issue against women.
All right. We will we'll leave that one there and keep going. I would love to know what the difference is between last year and this year, especially as far as how much you've grown. If you don't mind sharing, I just think it's great. And when I say sold out, it's like, okay, we've grown.
Yeah. Yep. I'll take this one if you want. That's the best description, the best way to describe it. We did not sell out last year. And I think that, you know, to be completely open, you know, we were 9 unknown for the most part women. We were, you know, and when I say unknown, we aren't, you know, the CEOs of this community. We aren't the people, the big names of the Portland or the Maine community even. So we were 9 unknowns and we were trying to make something big happen in this community. And we fought hard to get the word out and we fought hard to have people trust us that when they spent $99 last year with us, that we were going to deliver on our promise. And we worked our butts off to deliver on that promise and to over-deliver on that promise. And I think the best way to show you the growth is that where we were fighting for people to buy ticket sales, we're sold out. And where we were fighting for people to support us as sponsors, we have incredible sponsors, people who came back. As soon as the last event was over last year, we had sponsors asking us to if they could support us again without even a date. So, and we have more vendors in our experience hall than we had last year. It's just, and we have more breakout sessions than we did last year. So we have grown in a huge way. And I think the best part is now that when we talk about the Maine Women's Conference, people have heard of us and they know what's going on. And I think that just goes back to how much time and effort we not only put into this event, but we took our time the first time, and we really, there was a point that we thought we would be doing this event in September of 2017, and it became very quick, very clear, very quick, that that would not be a way of setting ourselves up for success. And because we really truly took the time to not only plan accordingly, but really get to know each other as a board so we could understand our strengths and our weaknesses and be able to truly work together, we really built something just really solid for that first year that we are able to just grow exponentially this year and truly deliver on our promise again so that we can just really continue to build this amazing legacy that I think it was truly just a twinkle in our eyes so not too long ago.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
My experience
I was just going to say, I wanted to add one other thing that we've done differently this year that I think has really helped to grow us as well is we've implemented a program for community partners. And one of the reasons why we did this was because when we first started planning the conference, we wanted to take a really hard look at what was already happening. We didn't want to replicate, duplicate, do anything that was being done already. And we wanted to really get a lay of the land in terms of the other women's organizations, the other networking organizations, educational organizations that were already existing here in Maine. So we did a really big stock of things, and we really wanted to do everything we could to create a larger community around what we were doing down here in Portland, because we realized that Portland, Maine is not all of Maine. And how do we reach more people? How do we bring more people from other communities that maybe we didn't get to reach the first year? So this year we've created a community partnership program where we've brought in 4 nonprofit organizations who all have connections with different types of women to really partner up with us and help spread the word. We gave, you know, some good incentives for folks, and they've been helping us get the message out about the conference. So this year we're working with the Junior League of Portland. We're working with Miss JD, which some people may not have heard of, but again, check out our website on the Community Partners page. There's all kinds of information there, also about Miss JD. But I'll tell you the quick version is that they're a nonprofit organization dedicated to the success of women in law school and the legal profession. We've also been working with the Maine Women's Network, which actually has 3 different areas, regions it covers, Midcoast, Portland, and also Androscoggin. And we've got all 3 of those chapters on board helping us out. And we've also been working with one of your favorites, I think, Elizabeth, the Olympia Snow Women's Leadership Institute. Because we realized that, you know, womanhood starts not when we turn 18. It starts long before that. And bringing in women of all different generations, including the younger generations, you know, we really want to set us all up here in Maine for an empowered group of women working together and kind of doing things as all together rather than, you know, working against one another, one stepping in front of the other. So we thought it was really important to bring in some other organizations as well to help us spread the message and inspire more women to show up to the conference on September 18th. So that's one new thing we've done this year.
Fantastic. Yeah, I love it. You know what I love in talking to you three? You're all so open-minded. I love it. The energy, it was easy to connect with you because, you know, I think one of the things that happens with this, and you probably experienced it with me, is, you know, my overexcited, you know, let me help self is, you know, I'm sure people are in that mode wanting to help you. And as you grow, more and more people are going to want to help you and so forth. And I think you're open to the help. It's refreshing. You're not like, we've got it. There's, you know, you guys are cool.
Yeah, we're, I think all of us, you know, as we sit around the boardroom every time we meet, I'm just amazed at the quality and the caliber of the women that are on our board. It's incredible because we have, you know, we have so many different personalities and so many different ways of looking at things. You know, we've got a few members who are like, wait, we need to think about this. And wait, you know, everybody has
different things that are kind of our little triggers, we are able to check each other and really talk to one another and kind of get through conflict really well. And I think it is because of that energy. We all came to this knowing that we had to be open to learning from one another, because that was the only way this was going to work. And we want this to be a, you know, a production of the community. And so we have to be listening. We have, you know, little things come down the road and we take notes and we're like, oh, 2020, that's what we're going to do, because we really are paying attention to not only, you know, best practices and processes and procedures and things like that, but also just what's trending. What do people want? What are people talking about? What are the things we haven't thought about yet? You know, doing the communications is probably the, I mean, I love this stuff because I get messages from people through Facebook about things that I hadn't even thought about. And then I get to pass them along to the right person on the board who gets to think about it. But the way that we are trying to come across is exactly that, because we all are. We all are very open. We want to learn from one another. And we're trying to create a culture around this conference where people can talk with us, give us suggestions. You know, there are lots and lots of ways for people to get involved in all kinds of different, on all kinds of different levels, you know, no matter what they have to offer. And so it's, you know, we're more of like a, let's say maybe and talk about it as a board rather than saying no. So, yeah we like to keep that energy going.
Yeah. Do who wants to take social media for a moment and tell us where you are on Twitter? all that good stuff. Because we just got a tweet while you were talking, so remind me to ask the question from the person who tweeted. I'll write it down now so I remember while you're talking.
Will do.
Great.
So tell me about Twitter or.
Oh, yeah. So what we're up to on there?
Yep. Or where you are. Somebody listening might not be on Twitter yet. People are scared of Twitter.
Yeah. Well, it's probably, you know, I talk about social media channels like different countries. And Twitter is kind of like getting dropped off in the middle of Hong Kong. So, you know, I get it. There's a lot of flashing lights and it's a little overwhelming sometimes. So what I will say is that the best place to get in touch with us is definitely Facebook, Instagram. We are the most active there. We're paying attention. We know what's up. People are tagging us and hashtagging us all over the place. So definitely on Facebook and Instagram. Right on our website, you can actually grab all of the links to our social media. So it's really easy to just pop in and follow us, you know, on all of our social media channels right at once. But we are basically at Maine Women's Cons, CONF. So MAINE, Women's, CONF, on all of our channels. So if folks want to talk about us, they can, of course, use our hashtag, which is hashtag MEWC2019. We'll be using that all throughout the conference. We'll be putting out tweetables, quotes from the keynote speakers, photos from our awesome step and repeat where we're going to be encouraging women to take selfies of themselves. So people should definitely follow hashtag MEWC2019 before the conference. Even if you can't be there, you'll get to kind of experience it right along with us. So yeah, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are active. And if anyone has questions, you can always contact us through any of those channels. We're happy to chat with you.
How about LinkedIn? Because a lot of people, like when they're at work, they're not allowed to be on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
There. Are you approved for LinkedIn? Are you on LinkedIn?
Yes, we are. We have a LinkedIn company page. It is always growing. We put out a lot of similar content from our Facebook page right onto LinkedIn. So people can definitely find us there. Just go to the search bar and search Maine Women's Conference, and you'll see a company pop up. That's us. Hop in and give us a follow.
Perfect. So the question that I got, and anybody, whoever wants to take this one, but someone wants to sponsor for next year. What's the best way to do that? And what are the different, of course, right? Where do you go with that? Where do you want to be contacted? All the good stuff. And maybe talk about that. Like if someone's listening, what are the different levels of sponsorship? Some of your key sponsors, you know, let's talk sponsors for a while. They help.
Sure.
Yay.
You want me to take this one, you guys?
Go for it.
Okay. All right. So sponsorships. We love sponsors. Our sponsorships range from $1,500 to $10,000 for our top level sponsorship. And they are completely customizable. We love creating custom sponsorships. We love getting creative with our sponsors. So if, you know, what we present to you doesn't work for you, we definitely love to work with whatever your goals and objectives may be. So with that said, we'll be ready to talk sponsorships for next year any day. You can email us at info@themainwomensconference.org, and I will connect you. I'm the one manning that email for now, I guess. And this is Mary talking, by the way. And we will connect you with the chairs of our sponsorship committee, who is Lily Lynch and Allie McCann, and they're doing a kick-ass job this year, getting us amazing sponsors. So our gold-level sponsors this year are the Maine Women Magazine, the Portland Press Herald, who together combined have done an amazing job helping us with our marketing efforts. And then Publishers Clearinghouse, which is a new sponsor this year. We're so excited to have them on board. They came to one of our cocktail events, our cocktail and connections events, and they were so excited. I almost didn't believe them when they told us they wanted to be one of our highest level sponsors. I thought it was a dream, and it was truly a dream come true. So we're so excited to have them with us. Our silver level sponsors, which is the next level down, Unum, who came back to support us, same with the Bulos company, they came back as well, and Kepware. And a new sponsor for us is Wells Fargo at that level. We're so excited to have them with us. And Headlight is also a sponsor of ours. They support us through AV, and they really, really help us out making sure that we're having a seamless experience during the conference, which is amazing. I personally love working with Headlight and all the events I do in town, and then having them with us since the very beginning. They have been so good about, we'll work with you guys. We'll make it happen. Last year when we were like, we need to maybe scale back a little bit, they were like, we'll make it happen for you guys. They're just such great partners.
Three cheers for Headlight. Two cheers.
We love them. We love them.
What's their website? What is Headlight? Hang on one second.
Headlight
for a second,
AV. But... Yeah, okay, no, yeah. Headlight audio visual video. They're amazing. Just put in a Headlight AV, Portland, Maine. They're awesome. Their offices are over by Riverside, off of Riverside, by the golf course. So they're awesome guys and gals over there, but they're always a great team to work with on event day. And then our bronze level sponsors, we have Diversified Communications and H.M. Payson are returning. H.M. Payson has been an amazing partner of ours. We do all of our board meetings there. Our treasurer, Michelle Santiago, is works at H.M. Payson, and they have been so generous with their space and everything that they've given us through the couple of years that we've been working hard. And Diversified is an amazing partner that's come back for a second year. And then some new sponsors that we have at that level is Brimstone, Town and Country, and Tyler Technologies. And we're so excited for these new sponsors. We can't wait to serve them and over-deliver on their expectations. Really quickly, I can run through just some of the folks who will be in our experience hall. And these are some of the vendors that will be down there. And I just want to say that we wanted to do something a little bit different than your average expo. We didn't want this to just be people walking up to a table and saying, oh, what do you have? Oh, that's nice. We've asked all of our vendors to make sure that they have something that people will be able, something, a tool, a tip, some kind of solution that they will be able to walk away with and implement into their lives. So this really is an interactive experience down in the hall, down in this area. So I want to start with the main coaches corner, who is going to actually have a area of the vend of that area of the expo, well, of the experience hall, to be specifically coaching women for free, which is such an amazing value, and we're so grateful to them. And then Just some of the vendors that we have down there is New England Charter Chapter, Jade Integrated Health, Bambi Thompson, who's a coach, Unbelievable Freedom, Lucy Tucker Real Estate, Touchpoint, Women Standing Together, Absolute Health Chiropractic and Massage, who I must give a shout out to because they are my chiropractors. Well, Dr. Kate is my chiropractor, I should say. Human Resources Consulting, Chakrapreneur. I hope I said that right.
Chakrapreneur, maybe.
Chakrapreneur.
And then, how cute.
Yeah.
Like entrepreneur with your chakras, y'all.
With chakra, yeah.
We have Sanita, which is the original Danish clog. So I'm excited to see those guys. We have Family Chiropractic Associates.
Who are my chiropractor.
Who's Jody's chiropractor.
All your chiropractors and I love it.
And I also will shout them out a little bit. They actually support my other nonprofit that I'm involved with, Winter Kids. So we love them as well. And then Town and Country will also have a table in there. Caliber Home Loans, Lifestyle Choices, Port City Physical Therapy, Hanabi Coaching, Big Sky Publishing, Radiant Image. The Junior League of Portland will have a table in there. Renewal by Anderson, who they're window replacement specialist, Coastal Pharmacy and Wellness, and then Portland Trust Company. And we've actually had quite a few other vendors who have popped in these last couple of days. So we don't have them on the website yet, but Athleta will be in there as well. And if I could wear Athleta clothes all day, every day, I absolutely would. So that's my little plug to them.
We're really excited
for all these partners and so thrilled and grateful for their support because part of why we're able to be so successful is because of the support we get from the local businesses in our community. And we could not do this without them.
Yeah.
So they could not enough.
Yeah, I love the fact, too, that people get something as you're going around to each of them, too. That's a great idea so that you don't feel like you're being pitched.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
for everything, like you know what I mean. So it's not like a huge giant sales pitch. Instead, they're giving to you rather than trying to get from you. So that's really a good plan there as well. Love that. Well, thank you. That's a great list of people who are supporting all of you. And you're right. You can't do it without all of them, can you?
No,
absolutely not.
Yeah. So leading into, you kind of talked about a few other people helping out on your board. So I've got the three of you. Do you want to tell us the names of the six other people who help out on your board? Could somebody do that? Just so we mention them as well.
Sure. Jody, do you want to take this one?
Absolutely. And actually, there's more than nine. We started with nine the first year. So there's Abby, Mary Teresa, and myself, but we also have Amy Senator, who is our logistics chair, Allison McCann, and Lily Lynch, who Mary Teresa mentioned earlier. They do our sponsorship committee. Ashley Kyle came on as our lawyer, who we are so grateful to have here.
So grateful.
We love you, Ashley. And we have Deborah Penham, who is our secretary and keeps us straight. She makes sure we are
in order.
Alignment with everything we're supposed to be doing. Joanne Bacharach this year has been doing our recruitment and community partnerships. We have Leslie Gibbons, who has teamed up with Yvonne Devine to do the programming, and they are doing just an amazing job, as you've heard earlier. Michelle Santiago, who is our secretary treasurer, and Nancy Kogelmeyer, who is our member at large this year, but she will actually be taking over for Joanne's seat on recruitment and community partnerships because Joanne is being promoted to vice president next year.
Yay, congratulations.
Ask her who's going to be the president next year.
Which one of you is that?
So, lucky.
So this
this is Jody. I am going to be trying to fill the very, very, very big shoes of Mary Teresa. We are so grateful, and I am so grateful to her for the foundation she has laid, and my job is to just make sure we keep doing what we're doing and do it better every year.
And do you guys switch that president every year, or Mary Teresa, are you going to go do something else, or what's happening there?
I'm going to the way our board terms work is that the president moving forward is going to be that the vice president will be on there for two, will join us for 2 years as vice president, committing for two more years as president. And then what the president does when they're done is they spend one more year as a non-voting member of the board as past president. So my role next year will be kind of an advisor role to just kind of be there and help Jody through as she goes. Hopefully I've left her with enough of a foundation that it won't be too wobbly, and I can just support her through that. And then after that, you know, we'll see how I can stay involved. I'm really looking forward to the day that I can just be a participant, though, too, and just really support from afar. But you never know. I might stick around, and maybe I'll help out a little bit with some programming or some sponsorship.
You better not
stuff.
Go
Who knows?
Anywhere. Just don't go too far away.
Yeah, no. That, you're not going anywhere. Sorry.
No.
Good luck. No. All right, fabulous. So that's a great group of people, and I love how you all work together and all have different things going on. It sounds super supportive. And do you guys want to go back to your audience for a minute or two or three or four or five and talk about what a participant can expect to get from attending the conference for the day, or like who you're looking for to attend? I know you're sold out and so forth, but maybe talk about who's in that audience. I don't know. You guys take it. You know better than I do. But somebody listening who wants to be there, mm-hmm. can they be? Or, you know,
yeah.
You're not picking through who attends, correct?
No.
No way.
Abby, you
no way.
Take that one?
Sure. Yeah. So we did some long, hard thinking about this, and we all came together as a group and kind of did some writing about this, because that's one of the questions that we got a lot was, how do I know if this is something that's right for me? And, you know, as MT and Jody both said, this is a conference that we've really designed to meet the needs of any woman, from, you know, a new mom to someone who's in college or just graduated from college and looking for some opportunity. It's anybody who's craving some inspiration. So anyone who's craving some inspiration and needs some motivation to kind of get on a new path or a different path to get their life, in order and working better for them. We really wanted this to be a place for people who lack mentoring in their everyday lives. Sometimes as a busy business owner myself, I find that I'm not asking for help enough. I'm not reaching out to other women who I trust to say, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out, I'm overwhelmed. And so we really wanted this to be a place for women to connect not only with the breakout session speakers and the keynote speakers and the board members, but also with each other in order to find some mentoring that really works for them no matter what their everyday life looks like. We wanted women who are really curious about what else is out there. Sometimes we just get this gnawing in our stomach, like there's got to be something more. And we wanted this to be a place where if you have that funny feeling, you can go and just explore and get to know all these different women from totally different backgrounds with all levels of experience doing some really cool things in their lives. We also really wanted to make this a place for women who are looking for some additional connection or some support. You know, one of the things that is always really interesting to me when I get a group of women together is if you say to women sometimes, you know, what did you really want out of this group? One thing that we don't often say is we're looking for friends. We need like-minded people. We need people to go have fun with, to like go do trips with, to go have lunch with, whatever it is. And it was really hard to find someone last year who didn't walk out with a new friend and a new connection. So we really wanted to open that opportunity up for women. So anyone who's looking to connect, especially anyone who might be an original Mainer who's new to the state, or you're you know, looking to really strengthen your roots, or if you're a student who might be here for a short period of time, this is a great place to come. We hear from a lot of women. We had a woman who joined our board, actually, who said one of the reasons she wanted to join the board was because she didn't know anyone here, and she really wanted to just get right in there and get to know everyone. But we know that not every woman is that brave and that courageous, and sometimes they just need more of an open, safe space to get to know people. So if you're a new Mainer, this is a wonderful, wonderful place to get to know people. I actually just spoke with a woman. We were speaking in French back and forth on Facebook, and of course I was using Google Translate, and I found out that she's actually coming down from Canada to come to the conference because her husband got a job down here near the Camden area. So, you know, it's for every woman who's really looking to explore, connect, and see what else is out there.
Perfect. I'm going to ask an intentionally antagonizing question. Is that okay with the three of you?
Oh, MT,
we
give
love
it to MT. Give it to MT.
Oh, God.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
Talk about working mom versus stay-at-home mom and both of those groups in attendance at the conference. People love to pit those groups against each other, and it's just like,
And I think
I've been both.
Right.
I've been both,
well,
too.
And I haven't. So, Abby, I'm going to take it away, but if you feel like I missed anything, I think that the most important thing that we try and set the tone for right away, right off the bat, is that all women matter. And that it doesn't matter what your story is. And so that's kind of, and you guys can correct me if you're wrong, but I think that we don't approach this. There is no workshop that says this one's for the working mom or this one's for the stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think
mm-hmm.
that this one's for the mom who dreams or the woman who dreams. This is for the woman. And you know what? We don't actually even address this one's only for the mom. Because there's quite a few of us who aren't moms and who are choosing to not be moms. And we want everybody to feel empowered that no matter what choices they've made for their life, that's the right choice. And so we're very clear from the very beginning that this is about us lifting each other up no matter where we are in our lives. And this is about standing side by side and celebrating each other's skills and each other's differences and each other's superpowers and not being threatened by each other, but rather seeing how we can utilize each other's powers to help us individually stand in our own powers. Or rather, even better than that, how can we accept who we are at our core and truly stand in our own power so that we can help the woman standing next to us stand in hers, no matter what her story is, and no matter how different she may be from me. I still know the value of us working together to strengthen society. That's kind of my answer for that. What do you guys think about that?
I think you're a keynote speaker on that topic. That's what I think.
Right?
Amen.
Right? I think I have to retweet that.
Well, you may have
a little
glimpse into what I'm actually opening up the conference, so that might be a little.
She's
that may be a little taste of what I'm going to be talking about, but I think it's really
perfect.
Important because I think that if I may rant a little bit, I've witnessed myself, you know, women kind of trying to stand in front of each other, and I'm not just talking about here. I'm talking about my entire career. I started my career in Boston and moved to New York City for 7.5 years and then came up to here in Maine. And this has been a common theme that I've seen, you know, through my 20s. I'm now 36 and into my 30s that, you know, we're taught that that's actually the only way to survive and to get ahead in life is actually to stand in each other's way. And I think it's doing our female women such a disservice because we really should be leaning on each other and celebrating each other and lifting each other up. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is something that I've kind of awakened to in the last couple of years of my life. I have a really amazing group of girlfriends that I graduated college with, and we're celebrating 15 years of being in the real world together this June, and it is the best example of 15 incredibly different women. And I'm talking, we have different religions, we have different, some are married, some have children, some are single and will be forever, some are in, you know, the media marketing industry, some are teachers, some are Republican and some are Democrats. And we love each other so much, and we celebrate each other's wins as often as we possibly can. It is such an empowering experience to be with those ladies. That's actually, for me, one of the biggest drivers why I wanted to be a part of this, and why even long after my time has passed with Maine Women's Conference, that I feel like that's part of my legacy, to be kind of just encouraging women to just really, truly lift each other up and celebrate each other, yeah, no matter what. Unless you're a bad person. And then, you know, if you're a bad person, you can go over there. But I truly believe that if we all do want to be
in
good,
the corner,
we want to make, right. If we're all in the same place of, I just want to live the best life, I want to contribute to the world, I want to change some lives, but you know, that might be through my art, it may be through photography, it may be through, you know, my accounting skills, it may be because I'm, you know, I'm a traveler, I'm a world traveler, and I love to share my stories. Whatever it may be, we should be celebrating and lifting each other up. So that's my rant for today.
I love it. I hope everybody replays that back about 800 million times. That's a great, I love it. Abby, Jody, okay, comments.
Yeah, I just, as a mom, I totally want to just add a little bit here that, you know, what MT said just leads directly into this, that there should not be a stay-at-home mom, working mom conflict. There just shouldn't, because quite frankly, stay-at-home moms work 3 full-time jobs, and working moms work 3 full-time jobs. I mean, we're all working 3 full-time jobs here.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is that we all, like MT said, we all get our power from a different source. We all, some of us need, you know, social time. Some of us need alone time. Some of us need art. Some of us need play. Some of us need nature, whatever it is that we need to refuel. But really, no matter whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a working mom, you are a mom, and you need time for you. When we become moms, we really feel like we have to sacrifice who we are and what we do in order to put our children first. And the truth of the matter is that when our cup is full and overflowing, we have more to give. And this women's conference is about taking that time. It's about saying, I'm going to make myself a priority for a day, whether you need to go with your grandmother for the day or you need to go to a daycare center for the day, whatever it is. It's about encouraging women of all different walks of life to take that time for themselves, to be inspired, to make those connections, to feel like themselves again. Because I, you know, I have a lot of friends who are moms. My son's 14 now. Oh my gosh. And looking back, you know, there were so many moments of, well, I really wish I had gone and hung out with my girlfriends more. I wish I had said yes to that birthday party. I wish I had done those things. And finding that balance between taking care of ourselves and taking care of our families is tough, no matter whether you leave to go to work in the morning in heels or if you're doing it in slippers all day. So that's from a mom's perspective. This conference is designed for everyone who needs that kind of inspiration and connection. So, yeah.
Love it. Any other chime-ins? No.
Jody.
Okay, we'll keep going. Jody,
no, I
can't
say it any better.
Nope. I don't think I can either. Yeah, the only thing that kept going through my head was somebody said, this is for dreamers. And I was thinking, okay, I remember being at work dreaming I worked from home. I remember being at home dreaming I had a job.
Yes.
I just, all over the days changed. So, But yeah.
But I think that's
then,
the point. I think that's the point. I think it's okay that you can have whatever story you want to have.
Yeah.
And the way that you know that you can do that is by expanding, being open to transformation and being open to opportunities where you can receive that information from, whether that's a workshop leader, a keynote speaker, a vendor, or the people you meet who are sitting around the table with you. So
yeah.
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm turning 50 and my kids are 18, 20, 22 and 24. And in all those years of, in all those years of raising kids, though, I can tell you for sure that I've had a job, not had a job, joined a women's group, joined a mom's group, you know, all over the place, you know, mm-hmm. depending on the year, the moment, the day, the month, you know, the whatever. And so there's not maybe just one solution that you have to hold yourself to either all the time, because things change and grow. So that would, that would be my only thing there that I would add as you were talking.
Don't we as moms want to set an example for our daughters whereby we learn and we grow and we connect with other women and we're always challenging ourselves and we think that we can take on the world? I mean, that's if that's what I want my son and or my daughter to feel, then that's the way I've got to live. So it starts with the Maine Women's Conference.
Yeah. And I, you know, and I agree. Somebody said mom or not mom. Also, you know, mm-hmm. I can remember feeling like, oh, I just need a break and I didn't even have kids yet. So, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be just because of kids or anything like that too. It can be, you know, I like that it's everybody. So I think that's powerful. What have I not asked you guys that you want to talk about as we sort of wind down? I'm thinking about, I think we covered like the other organizations in Maine and it complementing, not competing with other things. We touched on that, right? Did we?
Yeah.
Because you've got those four major organizations helping.
Yeah.
Who are those again? Go ahead.
It's our community Ms.
partners.
JD. Yeah, Miss JD, the Junior League of Portland. It is also the Maine Women's Network. There are three
mm-hmm.
chapters, Androscoggin, Portland, of course, and the Mid-Coast. And then the last one is the Olympia Snow Women's Leadership Institute. Yeah.
All right. And
one thing I would love to add, if that's okay.
Please.
This is Mary again. I don't know if our voices all sound the same, but I do want to mention that we're always looking for people with certain skill sets to support us. And one of the things we'll be looking for coming this October is some new members to our board. And the board is a commitment. It's a big commitment. We are 100% working board. We do not have paid staff right now. So it is a commitment. So I guess this is my opportunity to make a call out to people who want to get involved in something bigger than yourself, and you have a certain skill set that you think you might be supportive to us. We are looking for at-large members. So these are members who don't necessarily have a certain role, but maybe eventually they'll step into a role once somebody on our team steps aside. But we are looking for our amazing logistics chair, Amy Senator, is going to be leaving us after this conference, which she has done an incredible. The reason that this event is flawless is because she makes it that way. So we'll be very sad to see her go. So we need a kick-ass logistics chair to join us for next year. And then we're also looking to build a scholarship committee and a scholarship arm of our organization, because we know that there's people in this community who need to be at this event, and we want to make sure that we're taking action to help them get into our event. So, but we want to do it consciously. We want to come up with a process. We want to make sure that we're giving people who deserve it the right to be there. So we feel that it needs to be something that we take our time with and that we put into action in the right way. So those are two positions that we're looking to fill, but we are looking to also have maybe two to three other at-large members who can help us in the bigger picture and just support us in the bigger role. It is a commitment. We have monthly meetings early in the morning. And when it comes to this time of year, you know, we're mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4 weeks to go. It's all hands on deck. So I wanted to put that out there. So in case there's somebody listening who's thinking, oh, I'd love to get involved. And if you're somebody who thinks you need something that you could get involved with in a big way, let us know. Send us an email at the info@themainewomensconference.org. send us an info about what it is that, who you are, what you do, what you think you could contribute, a little bit about your background, and we'll see, we'll, you know, start the process of seeing if you're a good fit for our board. Jody, do you want to add anything to that as the incoming president?
Yes, absolutely, because one of our goals as a board, and I'm going to be completely transparent and try to talk about this articulately, is one of our commitments is to have a diverse board. And right now we don't. And we have not succeeded in having more diversity on our board, but we are trying. We are putting it out there. We're trying to spread the word as much as possible. So if you are a woman from a diverse background, or you know a woman who would really be and make an incredible contribution to the Maine Women's Conference, we would love to talk to you. We would love to have you apply. It's one of the critiques we've gotten, and we feel it, and we know it. You know, we have a diversity and inclusion statement on our website, and you know, sometimes we'll get a note that says you have this statement, but you're a board full of white women, right? But it's not because we're not committed to it, you know. So please, you know, if anyone would like to reach out to us, talk to us, we are definitely committed to fulfilling on that vision of having a diverse board and representing all women who are living in Maine.
Yeah, well put. The, you know, I love what you guys just did too. You put your goals out into the universe verbally. That's one of the things on Best Ever You that I just love when our guests do, because you'd be just amazed when you do that who shows up. So you didn't keep that within you and put a notice out or whatever. You know, verbalized it. And sometimes people need to hear it to take action. So I love that. Do you have other goals that you want to share with us? I was wondering if this is going to stay like a one-day event, or if you're going to make it a week-long adventure, or to accommodate everybody, right?
Yeah. So we do have 3 to 5 year
goals.
Just kidding. Without going too deep and giving anybody too much of a heart attack, I will say that, you know, we want to be able to continue to grow. I think a huge part of our goal is that we aren't so right now the best location for us is here in Portland, but we would love to expand into another location if that was possible, if we found a space that really met our mission and our vision in the day-long conference. So a big goal is to draw more women from all over the state. So in looking at our demographics, or the geographics of our demographics, they it's a little more centralized around this Portland area than we probably would want it to be. So we do want people from all over, and it is part of our dream that it's not always in Portland every year. We would love to pick a different location each year and hopefully, you know, get some of these Portland people to travel a little bit if they would. And then also, you know, we would love eventually to have to build the staff and to have this be, and, you know, have some working staff people so that our volunteer board doesn't get burnt out and that it doesn't become unfun. If we have a dedicated staff member who can be paid to help us bring our vision to life, we would love for that to happen within the next 3 years. So those are just a few of our goals. I don't know, Abby and Jody, if you want to share anything that I'm not talking about, or if we don't want to share anything else because we're keeping it a secret. But I'm you guys.
No, I think you did a good overview. We definitely want to expand and move around and that sort of thing. It's just we need to gather our resources and see what we can do. Because one thing you said earlier, Mary, was that, you know, we didn't try to overdo, and that's why we were successful. So we want to make sure we're providing high-quality events and programming, and, you know, so that is our commitment going forward. We are going to expand. We're going to do more, but we're going to make sure it's done well.
Love it. Which of you guys does Winter Kids, just before we go? This is a personal thing. I love Winter Kids.
Oh,
kids
good.
Use that.
That's my full-time job. This is Mary, and I'm the events and sponsorships manager full-time, both of there. So I'm glad to hear it.
Can we give a little shout out and information about Winter Kids? Is that acceptable? Okay. I love that.
Sure.
Is it, no? Yeah. Please.
And then we'll let Jody and Abby give a little shout out to their personal businesses as well.
Please.
So Winter Kids, we're a nonprofit. We're all about getting kids outside and active in the wintertime. We have the app that is coming up. It has replaced the passport. So the app is now a mobile app, and it's $35 for the entire family, for a family up to five. So, and now in the past, the passport was past, the passport was $25 per kid, and the kid had to be between the fifth, sixth, and seventh grade. Now the app is for a family of five, the whole family, for $35, and it's 17 and under. So it's the whole, it's all kids 17 and under. Now, some of the app, some of the option offers that are on the app, they have age restrictions, but there we do encourage all of our partners as much as possible to provide offers for the whole family. And then we have,
perfect,
which I think is the most important part of our programming, we have the in-school programming where we actually work with teachers, train teachers to take the kids outside and be active in the wintertime. We bring their curriculums outside, and it's a really amazing, amazing, amazing program. And I don't know if it, I think Jody had to jump off. If you're not there yet,
okay.
Jody, do you want to talk real quick?
I think somebody hung up, so I think it was Jody, but
yeah,
we can talk about
Jody. Jody had a client, but Jody is an amazing coach. She is the lead of Women Taking the Lead, and she has her own podcast as well called Women Taking the Lead. But she's an amazing coach for women in type A women, as she puts it. So she's an amazing coach.
Yeah.
And then, Abby, do you want to talk about what you do?
Oh, sure. And before that, I just want to give a shout out to Jody. She has something called the Energy Leadership Assessment. Then I'm telling you, take this thing, it will change your life. She does a whole, like, workup on where your energy is. It was mind-blowing to me, the coolest thing ever. So womentakingthelead.com is Jody. You can find her, and the Energy Leadership Assessment's right on her website. Very
good
cool.
Info.
So Abby McGilvery here. I have a business called From the Nest, and it is my job to push business owners out of their little comfort zones. I teach business owners and work with small business owners, organizational leaders, and help them get a little less scared about social media. So I work with people on a monthly basis. I write all their content, do all their planning and all their Facebook ads for them and their Instagram stuff. But then I also do a lot of coaching as well. So I work one-on-one with people, mostly virtually, so I can work with folks from anywhere. I do magic marker mapping sessions where I help people really delve in and figure out visually what they are stuck on and how to kind of untangle that web. And it's usually all around marketing, social media, websites, email. I talk about all that stuff. So I love what I do. I will never do anything different. I'm in the fifth year. I can't believe I've made it this far. They say after 5 years, you're in the clear. We'll see.
You're good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But
that's,
I'm
from
still
the Nest
loving
social
every minute of it.
Yeah.
It's,
and,
yeah, it's from the Nest. FromTheNestSocial.com is my website, yes.
And just a little, I'll tell you all that she really is quite wonderful and taught me Zoom, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
do I have
it,
to?
You know?
You're like, yes, you do, Elizabeth. Yes, you do. I'm like, but I don't have a light kit. Get on the video.
You were fine.
Hilarious,
see?
Wasn't it?
Just got to do it. Just got to do it.
You know, I've had like 10 Zoom calls since then, and I won't even call my mom unless it's like Zoom now. It's hilarious. So
see, it's
that.
The best.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the best. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Proof that you can teach a
Zoom.com.
Thing.
Zoom.com.
Amazing. All right. Out of respect for everyone's time, because we've kept you way longer than I should have, thank you for being here. And thank you for all you're doing. And I'm so excited for your conference. I'm terrible at ending shows. Everybody knows this. So we're all just going to have to do one of the, like, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up first.
Oh,
kind of
no, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first. But anyway, I will end the show properly by saying thank you. And everybody, please visit the MaineWomen'sConference.org. And a special thank you to Abby, MT, and Jody for being here. They're board, they're sponsors, the just everybody, the people who are going to be in attendance. Great conference, September 18th, the second annual Maine Women's Conference at the Holiday Inn by the Bay in Portland, Maine, which newsflash is sold out, but we have a waiting list going on. Right? Did I get it all?
Great. You got it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. You guys hang up first.
You got it.
All right. Lots of love,
okay,
everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You show. We appreciate all of your time and energy. And as I always say on Best Ever You, we appreciate you all so much for being here. This is all grassroots. And when we have guests on like this, you guys all go into download and share the show mode. And we just really appreciate it. So it helps our guests achieve all their goals and missions, like, you know, like they were saying. So all right, everybody, take care. I'm going to be quiet. They hung up first. One of them did. There's still one hanging. You hang up first. All right. Lots of love. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.